Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, and you can tune in on Mondays here at USA Prepares. And Dr. Shealy's here, and he's been with us for 10 years. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. You can talk to Dr. Shealy right now. Call in number 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Before we get into the medieval toilets and what was discovered in them as they were unearthed, I wanted to mention one other thing, Dr. Shealy, about my checkup. So the internist, the doctor, was listening to me. She said, "You don't have any PVCs." And she was thinking of years ago. And she was astounded. "You don't have any PVCs." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I took care of that." And she looked at me, and she was kind of shocked that, you know, I just said, you know, in a cavalier way, "No, I took care of that." And I said, "Well, you know that I'm dear friends with Dr. Shealy, Norm Shealy." She said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, you know, he's been saying for as long as I've known him that magnesium lotion or magnesium spray will fix that." And I said, "For me, I fixed it by tomorrow." and I said, "It's as simple as that." And so she was looking at my blood work, because I asked to have it, you know, my blood looked at for all kinds of levels, and everything was just perfect. And everything was normal. And she was surprised that it was, you know, no problems. And I guess when you're almost 70 years old, I guess they expect parts to fall off. And you know, as you walk down this, you know, walk down the store aisles, and you drop parts as you go. And she was surprised that that was not the case, and that my PVCs. And I guess she had been thinking about, you know, years and years and years ago when I had them, and because she's been my doctor for quite a long time, that I don't have any PVCs. Or irregular heartbeats. And Dr. Shealy, how many people have, what percentage of people have irregular heartbeats?
Well, if you take irregular, including atrial fibrillation, I would guess 25 to 40%.
Yeah.
At one time or another. You know, it's not uncommon, because it means you, well, most of the time, it's unequivocally related to magnesium deficiency, but could be due to excess adrenaline from some great stress.
Yeah. Well, literally, she was taken back by this. And so it's such a simple thing to apply the magnesium lotion or spray, and it absolutely works. But actually, some of our classes has followed your advice with the topical addition of magnesium, and you've said for years that it is absorbed better through the skin than through, you know, the oral method through the distal colon. And it, for me, it worked so quickly. You know, I recommend it all the time. And for Christmas gifts, Mrs. Fennelli will buy, you know, your magnesium lotion off your website, and we'll send it to, you know, people who we think need it. And so, class, it's real simple. It really is. So, this, any comments on that, Dr. Shealy, before we continue with the antique toilet?
You know, to me, it's part of common sense.
Yeah, yeah. So archaeologists have discovered, they unearthed a medieval toilet. Now, this thing looks like the construction of a log cabin, okay? And it's not quite complete, but, you know, the excrement that was in the bottom of it is still there. So researchers, medical researchers, scientists, are looking at this. Now, they found one in Israel and they found one in Latvia. And they're looking at the microorganisms from the gut of the people who use the toilets. And one of the things that they're looking for is, how is that different from today? Now, that makes a lot of sense to me. How is it different from today? 500 years ago, we didn't have some of the modern conveniences like antibiotics. We didn't have vitamins and minerals and supplements, and we didn't have fast food. So I gave you, you know, some of the negatives and some of the positives. Okay, we didn't eat food colors, you know, because we thought that red would be better than, you know, whatever the natural color might be, and that blue would be better than whatever the natural color might be of food. So the marketeers have gotten involved in conning us into thinking that we should eat all this junk. Well, we don't know exactly what they're going to find, but, you know, they did find some, you know, fish tapeworm eggs, you know, that kind of thing in this poop, this dried out 500-year-old poop. What else do you think that they might find, Dr. Shilley? Because they haven't released their finding yet. I think they're still working on it. What would you think they'd find in the microbiomes?
Well, then versus now? What amazes me that the microbiome could be even discovered this, like, hundreds of years later. But I would think they would find a lot more seeds and seed hulls, as well as possibly more evidence of, well, fish itself than other kinds of meat.
Yeah, because the knives weren't as sharp. They didn't have the grinding tools and the extrusion tools, you know, to and the canning that we have now. I don't think canning got really going until the 1700s. I think that I could be wrong, but I think that's about when it got going. So what we're saying then is that the diet had more roughage and no processing then as now. No processing, right? Other than maybe grinding corn or wheat, right?
Right.
Okay. So do you think the diet was, do you think people were better off then?
Well, you know, they didn't have the 80% of the food that's junk that's available to us, so that certainly was better.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they didn't even know what, and of course they probably spent a lot more time outside, so they might have had more vitamin D. But the lack of D is a major, you know, the two major contributors to illness today from diet are lack of vitamin D and lack of magnesium. The soil used to have more magnesium in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a, what would you recommend that we do as a proactive stance? Become more healthy as we face the spiraling down of health in
across
the world?
Well, at the top of the list is keep your weight, your body mass index between 18 and 24. Every pound of weight above a body mass index of 24 multiplies your risk of death. By the time you get to a body mass index of 30, your risk of death is that of a three-pack-a-day smoker. You've lost 18 years of life just by being that overweight. No smoking. 22% of adults still smoke. And next, the next big one is lack of vegetables and fruits. The average American eats 2.2 servings a day. You need 5 to 8 servings a day. I start my day with 20 servings in a slush. And, of course, exercise. Sitting all day is equal to smoking a pack or two a day. And sleep. Well, if you sleep less than 7 hours, you have the same risk of death early as someone who smokes about a pack a day. You function at the level of someone who's slightly drunk. You are a cause of more automobile accidents than alcohol or drugs. So these are the basic habits. Now, in addition, you should take vitamin D3. We live indoors. I take 50,000 every week. Theoretically, if you weigh under 140 pounds, under 140, you can get by with taking it 3 times a month, but it's okay to take it once a week still. Once you hit 140, you must take 50,000 once a week. You need a minimum of 100 micrograms a day of vitamin K2 if you're healthy. If you become unhealthy, you need to up your vitamin K to 15 to 45 milligrams a day. If you feel a bug coming on, knocking at the door, you know, feel like you're going to get a cold or flu, take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row, and then go back down to your regular dosage. Take my youth formula, four a day, and add astaxanthine, a minimum of 10 milligrams a day. Those are the basic supplement habits.
I got to tell you, I don't think most people do any of that.
Well, we know that 97.3% don't do one or more of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about our class.
Here I know, I'm talking about
the big
country.
I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about the GDP, the generally dumb public. I don't think they do any of that.
Well, I mean,
okay. And I just want to make sure I want to make sure I get that absolutely right. That was 15 to 45 milligrams a day if you feel something coming on. Is that right?
Yes. Now, I take. It's safe to take a huge amount. It does prevent clotting. Now, you can't take it if you're taking warfarin, a rat poison. But actually, it does impress second to D3. It really helps your immune system. So I actually take 15 milligrams every day at least.
Okay, so 15 milligrams a day. Okay, Dr. Shealy, cholesterol. So cholesterol used to be a really big thing. I don't know if it is anymore. You go to the doctors and they would check your cholesterol. I don't know if it was a reward thing or they're trying to build a database. I don't know what it was. But it was almost like a fad that a doctor's visit would contain a cholesterol test and results. Is that something that still happens?
Or as far as I know, yes, but now they want to get you on a statin drug. Worst treatment yet ever invented.
Okay. So then what does a person do to lower cholesterol? Because it seems like a lot of people have higher than desired cholesterol. Is that correct or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when we come back, would you please tell us what should we do to have the proper amount of cholesterol? If it is too high, how do we get it down? What do we do? What's the protocol to do it naturally, safely, and effectively? So we'll be talking about cholesterol when we come back. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us.
The way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. We're going to be talking about cholesterol, how to reduce it. But Dr. Shealy, I just wanted to mention one other thing about this toilet that was found in the Middle East, and they're doing some research. Well, in the same article, they have this new application for your smartphone. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, and it's called. Well, I think you're going to agree. This is going to be hard to beat in the world of dumb. They have an application that you can get and download. It's called Cheek, C-H-E-E-K, the number 2, Cheek, Cheek to Cheek. And this thing centers on people who are poop-centric, meaning they are obsessed with how it all works out while they're on the throne. And this application will help you find that ideal mate that has the same throne habits as you might. Not you, but I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I mean.
Well, of course, I call them dumb phones in the first place. The fact you use one means you're somewhat dumb.
But how drunk would a person have to get in order to say, I got a great idea? We will get people matched up based on how they sit on the toilet. That
stupidity, ignorance, and, well, crap have no limit.
There you go. So I just wanted to share that with the classes. I mean, we have lost our minds. But I hope this thing does I guess the term that we used to use when I was in California, it's like doing a swan dive in an empty pool. I think this application ought to have that amount of success. The amount of success that one might have doing a swan dive into an empty pool. It does not deserve success at all. Okay, so we're talking about cholesterol. What do we do? What do we do? Because
well,
it appears
at the top of the list is don't eat any fast food restaurant, don't eat any trans fats, don't eat anything off the center aisles in your grocery store. That's the top of the list. Secondly, of course, if you are a person, reduce your stress. Do energetic training. That's the easiest way to reduce your stress. Third, exercise regularly. If you don't exercise 30 minutes 5 days a week, that's going to raise your cholesterol also. Now, once you know that you have, for genetic or otherwise reasons, a total cholesterol above 200, then I start you on trimethylglycine, TMG. For most people, if you weigh over 130 or 40 pounds, 2,000 milligrams three times a day. That plus two rounded tablespoons of lecithin granules twice a day will lower cholesterol perfectly in a huge majority of people. If those two don't work, you can also add beta-sitosterol for 100 milligrams two or three times a day and GUGULIPID. GUGULIPID, I think it's about 50 milligrams twice a day. Those things will control cholesterol in virtually 100% of people safely without the negative killing effects of statin drugs.
Okay, so I've got, and help me make sure I've got this right. So if your cholesterol is greater than 200, that would be the bad cholesterol, you recommend trimethylglycine, 2,000
right.
milligrams three times a day. Now, where does one get trimethylglycine?
Well, you get it from our website or our health food store.
Okay. So it is non-prescription?
Right.
Okay. And how does one take that?
Well, they're great big tablets, about the size of the last digit on my ring finger. And I don't like to swallow something that big, but they're very soft, so I just chew it.
Okay. And
they don't require any pressure to chew.
Okay. So are they 2,000 milligram tablets? You take
one 1,000 milligram tablet.
Okay, so you take two of them three times a day. So that'd be a total of six tablets a day.
Yes.
Okay. We come back. Can you tell us the rest of the story about, I believe you said two rounded teaspoons of lecithin?
Exactly.
Twice a day. We'll talk about that when we come back with Dr. Shuler. We're talking about reducing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate. on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall. And we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate. And, you know, that's up to his doctors to clear him. But Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and you know there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be slight.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, we're talking about cholesterol and how to reduce the bad cholesterol. So we're starting with 2,000 milligrams three times a day of trimethylglycine. That's available on Dr. Shuley's website. Second, Dr. Shuley, I believe you mentioned two rounded teaspoons of lecithin. Tablespoons. Okay. TBS.
Now, I use Now Products, which is a soy-derived thing. Some people don't like to take soy for anything, but you can buy a sunflower lecithin. I've never gone that route, but if you're fetish about soy, you can get it.
Okay.
It is good for memory as well as for lowering cholesterol.
Well, that sounds good to me. Now, Dr. Shuley, is Is sunflower considered a food? The reason I'm asking is that cotton is not considered a food. So because cotton is not considered a food, they can spray all kinds of chemicals on cotton and then use the seeds for oil that becomes a food.
Right.
So I'm concerned about that. I'm just wondering about sunflowers.
I don't know if that's... Sunflower seeds are definitely a potential food, yes.
Okay.
They've got
all right.
good amino acids, of fatty acids, as well as other things.
Okay. Our son likes to buy sunflower seeds and eats them on a regular basis as a snack. So is that something that you'd recommend?
That's good.
Okay. So 2 rounded tablespoons of lecithin twice a day, and then 400... Wait a second.
Milligrams.
Yeah, 400 milligrams of... What? I got my notes all confused.
I love it.
Well, great. I'm...
I gave people for a break. Quit when you did that. Google Lipid would be the next one, then possibly as well.
Okay, I have that. That was 50 milligrams twice a day.
Right.
Okay, so were you saying that the lecithin was 400 milligrams?
No. It was. We both had a senior moment.
Well, yeah. I was writing as fast as I can, and you know, people look at my signature and they go, "Are you a doctor?" And, because I can't read my own writing either, and I can't read my signature. But anyway, okay. So we do need to keep take the lecithin. And GUGLIPID, 50 milligrams twice a day. Is that a tablet?
Yes. A capsule, really, is the one that's
capsule, okay. All right. And there was one other thing that we wanted to take 400 milligrams of, and that would be 2 to 3 times a day, you mentioned, but we don't know what it is. We'll come back to that. Okay, so my next question about reducing cholesterol, we talked about no fast food, no trans fats. So there are things that are really common to eat and probably in most people's diets that are high in trans fats. And that would be cheeseburgers and pies and chicken nuggets and donuts and french fries. I mean, that's just to name a few.
Yep. So beta cholesterol, by the way.
Okay, what was
beta.
It?
Beta, B-E-T-A.
Right.
S-I-T-O-S-T-E-R-O-L. That's the 400 milligrams 3 times a day.
Okay. All right, now I've got it. Sunflower war. Okay. All right. So we need to avoid those kinds of food. And then there's icing and cakes and pizzas and packaged. Well, you know, popcorn. I guess... Yeah, I was looking at popcorn. I went to samsclub.com and I was looking for just popcorn. Not in a package, not as part of something else, not in one of those tear open the pack or throw it in the microwave, not a fast type popcorn, the old fashioned popcorn. I wanted to see what was available. And it's gone way up in price. But there are a lot of foods with popcorn that are pre-made because I guess we're too lazy to make our own popcorn. What do you think about popcorn as a snack made with butter? Is that okay?
I like it. Okay. I never make it because it's too much trouble, but I like
it. Okay. Well, you know, there's air poppers, and you can just throw the kernels in this air popper. You press the button, and the kernels whirl around, and they come out the chute all popped. But I don't think it tastes as good as popcorn with butter. Well, what about red meat? Is it okay to eat red meat if you're trying to reduce your cholesterol?
Absolutely, but you want preferably get grass-fed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you have, and that's what we have.
Yeah. You don't want grain-fed.
Okay, so is grain-fed beef, does that have more trans fats?
Yeah, it green.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. How about ice cream? And
well, it's not very good.
Okay.
But that's because of the sugar, not the milk.
And it's not just milk anymore, right? All kinds of additives. And if you feel one of those containers of ice cream and you look at what you think it should weigh and you feel what it does weigh, you'll say it's missing a lot. And that, what's it missing? It's missing the ingredients, and it's pumped up with air. Literally, it's fluffed up. So microwave popcorn is bad because if it's prepackaged.
Well, microwave is bad, period, in my opinion.
And that's what I want.
Absolutely damages the amino acids.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. So, for example, one can make a pot of coffee. And let's say you have one of those electric coffee makers. And not sophisticated, just put the coffee grounds in one of those reusable baskets. And you put your filtered water in there, you press the button, and out comes hot coffee. Now, a couple things can happen. You can leave it on the warming setting so it stays warm all day, or you can let it cool and then take that coffee that's in the pot, put it in a cup, put it in the microwave oven, and heat it. Now you can have warm coffee again. What is the difference, Dr. Shuley, in terms of health? Heating or reheating coffee in the microwave versus letting it stay on the warming plate that's part of the electric coffee maker?
Well, microwave is damaging to you being in the room with it, first of all.
Right.
Secondly, it does damage the molecules in anything. I wouldn't even like to drink water boiled in a microwave.
Okay, so we have a choice then. For those of us who use an electric coffee maker, we can leave it on and let it warm, keep the coffee warm. And by the way, are you willing to drink coffee that has been sitting for an hour on the warming pan of the coffee maker, or does something happen to the coffee that makes it undesirable to drink?
I think it's okay to leave it on warm for an hour, girl.
Yeah, because that's what we do. And
yeah, I don't think you can damage it with that.
Okay. And then what about, so how do we heat it? If we have the coffee and it's gone cold, but, you know, it's still good, let's say a couple hours, what about putting it in a stainless steel pan and heating that on the stove versus heating it in the microwave oven?
Well, is it okay? I prefer heating on the stove. I don't have a microwave, don't own one, never will.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in the same category as dumb phones.
Okay. And class, I have done tests, and we have a leakage detector, and every single microwave oven leaks, bar none. I don't care whose you have, what brand it is, what size it is, they all leak, just like radio nuclear reactors. They all leak, too. So it's dangerous. And the idea of that window, if you look at it, it has little holes in it. You know, the front, the door has a kind of a plastic covering, so you can look through and see what's happening while your food is being microwaved. Microwave radiation comes right through those holes. It's designed to minimize it, but it still gets through, gets around the holes in the door. So if you've got stuff, you know, old food deposits around the door and the door doesn't close well, it's even worse, way worse. And I've tested this, so I know of what I'm speaking. So microwave ovens are dangerous. And they're so dangerous that Bert Bertonis measured very many, many years ago from up on the mountain. He measured the microwave activity down in the valley, in Silicon Valley. And he found peaks at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He could measure that the microwave activity peaked during breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he attributed that to the use of microwave ovens. And now it's all day long. There are no peaks. It's just because people shifted their schedules, and all these microwave ovens leaking, these, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of them all running all day long, you know, different different ones running at different periods, but they're running all day long. You can measure that. So the whole Silicon Valley floor is measurable with an increased level of microwave radiation. And it's cell phones, it's microwave ovens, it's microwave towers, it's point-to-point microwave communications. It's all of it. It's the sum of all of it's gone up. So continuing on with reducing cholesterol, cookies and cakes, frozen dinners, crackers. We're talking about, you know, things that come in boxes and bags in the store, right? Not so good?
Well, to me, they're all junk because they have all kinds of added junk. I don't buy such stuff.
Yeah. You know, in the good old days, Dr. Shirley, some people might have gone to the Chinese factory outlet and bought a birthday cake for, you know, a loved one in the family, you know, celebrate birthday. And it would have blue and green and orange and, you know, all these colored decorations, additives, sprinkles, etc. on top. And some even had it inside. So not only is it the trans fats, but we're looking at the colors. Do you consider colors, this non-essential colors added to food, as dangerous as well?
Yeah, I think they're junk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then,
by the way,
yes.
People who stand in the room with a microwave have an increased risk of cataracts, as do those who use cell phones a lot. Excess dumb phone use increases cataracts as well.
You know, it's very interesting that that you're saying these things, because I don't think it's possible today to convince the GDP that they should knock it off with the microwave ovens. I don't think it's possible to convince the GDP that they should knock it off with the cell phones. They are addicted to it. They are addicted to convenience. And the proof of that, being addicted to convenience, I've got an old truck, and it has a manual shift, Dr. Shealy, stick shift, 5 speeds. So it's actually, you actually have to drive it. It doesn't drive you. You have to drive it. And we've gone from that to automatic transmissions to cruise control.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. George, you'll be with us in just a second. I just wanted to mention, class, that I have a truck, and it's a pickup truck, and has a manual 5-speed transmission. So, and you actually have to drive it. You have to use the clutch. You have to pay attention. You have to know about the engine speed. You have to know about your speed, whether you're going uphill, downhill, whether you're turning, whether you're starting. You actually have to pay attention if you have a car with a manual transmission. Well, we've become lazy, and the automatic transmission was developed so that we could just put it in drive or neutral or reverse or park much easier. Just step on that accelerator and off you go. And if you want to slow down, you hit the brake. Well, that seemed to be too much for a lot of us, and so cruise control, because it's too hard to step on the gas pedal and control your speed yourself, so you have it do it. And that became too complicated, so now we have self-driving rolling coffins, and they wear the badge Tesla. So you can buy a Tesla rolling coffin, and it'll do it all for you, and it'll just take care of your final arrangements, and you might not even need a coffin because it's a rolling coffin, and depending on how it ends your life, you might just stay right inside that rolling coffin. And that's because we're too lazy. We want to watch movies while we should be driving. So I think we've lost our minds. George, welcome. George in New Hampshire.
Hi, Vinny. Hi, Dr. Shealy. I got a question for Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I've noticed that with some of the returning veterans who are in armored vehicles in the last couple of wars they've had out in the Middle East, I've noticed a lot of them are developing a condition where they can't walk, and it really shortens their lives, and they said it was because of the radio waves. And when... what Vincent just said about the four-wheel coffins there riding down the road, with all the electronics they're putting inside of the box called the car, I'm wondering, is that exposing a lot of people to a lot of unhealthy radiation and electromagnetic and so on?
Almost certainly to some extent, George. On the other hand, I don't know. There are no studies that I know of. I tried to find them on the Internet, and I can't. But I suspect that spending in a car every day is not good for you.
Dr. Shilley, you can do that test today. You can do a pilot study today, and here's how you can do it. I've done this. And it would be great to see if your results are the same as mine. So you have a tri-field meter, and so do I. And we had a visiting friend, came from Virginia, and he came up in his brand-new Audi. And it was one of those little Audis, and, a lot of sophistication, a lot of electronics in Audi. They're a technological rolling coffin, I guess, as well. And we got in this, and I said, I'd like to see how much electromagnetic radiation is in your car. And he wasn't concerned at all. And so we brought I gave him the tri-field meter. I set it for him, and he put the key in the ignition, and it instantly pegged to the maximum. I mean, that needle hurt itself flying over to the maximum of the range. And I have a feeling you'll find the same thing in pretty much any modern vehicle. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are if you try that, Dr. Shuler.
Okay. tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And I have a feeling, and I'll try it in my old truck and see what happens. This truck has, it's a 2001. It doesn't have electric windows. The only thing it has is air conditioning. And that's it. That's all it's got. And a radio. Air conditioning and a radio and windshield wipers. Other than that, it's real plain. No electric seats, no seat warmers, just plain Jane. Back to you, George.
I was going to say that we three men here are probably a last of a breed who don't carry a cell phone, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually becoming a badge of pride. What do you think, Dr. Shilley?
Absolutely agree.
I was going to say this. The Swiss did a study on what you mentioned before about food put in the microwave, and I agree with Dr. Shilley that the water has an off taste to it. It ruins a cup of tea or coffee, and I haven't had some of that water in many decades. The other thing is I noticed it turned like bread, like a bagel, so I would turn it like rubbery. But they said the Swiss did a study, and they said that it changes the molecular structure of food sufficiently that it will not be recognized by the body as food. And it just goes right through the system, and you don't get any nutrition out of it or very reduced nutrition.
Absolutely.
Well, here's an interesting thought. We only have a couple seconds, gentlemen, but try putting bad gas in your car. See how it works. You'll be hoofing it. I mean, or pushing the car. Put bad gas in it, and it doesn't work worth a darn, if at all. So it's like putting bad food in your body. Dr. Shilley's been warning us about this for years. Dr. Shilley, thank you. George, thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.